Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
This is a West Coast band. A Vancouver band. We gotta make fans. This is a West Coast band.
I'm Julian Taylor, host of The Jukebox. You just heard 5440 and their brand new single, West Coast Band. Certainly a song about being in a rock and roll band, you know, hopping into the van, getting to the venue, doing sound check, all that stuff. And of course, every band knows that when you first do a show and they try to pay you out, they always tell you that your bar bill is bigger than your actual pay. We've all been there. We've got music coming up on the show from Shawnee Kish, featuring Jamie Fine. The song is called Burning Love. Shawnee Kish was nominated for Contemporary Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year during the 2022 Juno Awards. She's an incredible talent, and I'm sure that you have heard some songs from her, so keep on listening. Jonathan Michael, featuring Leroy Bodiford with Everything, is on the show as well. It's a conversation starter. This is what Michael has said about his new album, Discovery. It's been in the works since 2021 and finally got released this winter. You'll hear the song Everything from that record. And let's get things rolling with Charles and Eddie, Would I Lie to You? I totally forgot about this song and was on tour in the UK where some radio stations play different things. And this came on and the girls that were in my band loved it too. We jammed to the song many, many times in the van on the way to gigs. It went number one in Europe and the UK. It was a smash here in North America. The melody just doesn't get out of your head. Here is Charles and Eddie, Would I Lie to You, on the Jukebox.
not the kind of game I play.
I'm telling you, baby, you will never find another girl in this heart of mine.
In this heart of mine.
Deep in my heart.
Woo!
Into my eyes, can't you see they're open wide? Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you know it's true, girl? There's nothing else but you. Would I lie to you, baby?
Would I lie to you, baby?
Into my eyes, can't you see they're open wide? Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you know it's true?
Nothing. But what if the mirror actually showed us something? What if it showed us reflections of Shaka, Mansa Musa, Cleopatra, or King Shaba? That's proof we were leaders before Obama, that built black civilizations before Wakanda, that broke our unity, now we struggle with trauma, so that Gullah Geechee karma about to add a couple commas to the check, make it payable to our mamas, so we can pay homage to our true black Madonnas. Afeni Shakur, Mamie Till, Valletta Wallace, Sabrina Fulton, Tina Knowles, Marion Robinson. And the list goes on about all the hidden figures who held strong, like the 6888 Women's Army Battalion, who fought violence in silence as their days grew long. From the sisters who delivered freedom code through song, now have evolved into Beyonce and Solange, Chica, Badu, and Jill Scott are among the lineage of storytellers displaying what has become of Mother Africa's legendary history. Now misery is buried in false liberties. Let's call Brian Stevenson to solve this mystery, to free our royal prisoners of war from penitentiary. It makes sense to me to get all of our soldiers back, patch them up and make sure we have our soldiers back. I don't promote the trap, but you gotta be trained in order to fight strategically, and that's a fact. To the athletes and leaders in film and music, we salute you and understand what you're doing. It's time we all follow suit and reclaim our influence the way we did in the civil rights movement. We mobilized the nation without social media. We used the green book without asking for Expedia. So by leaning on each other for help, we can also separate all the weakness from self. Cause there's strength in numbers, and we all need warriors. When we come together, nothing will destroy us. So deploy us into economic development so we can truly fight to make black lives relevant. I hope you know. Everybody else, I hope you're listening, cause I'm penning this open letter with the intention of being the instrument for God's wisdom, forged in the conviction of 1,000 ministers. This message is way too viral for social distancing, so I pray my worldly tongue can speak to the sinisters, and my clean energy can purify their hearts. I hope my bloody hands can reach them all in the dark, but if they're too far, I'll just be a light for them, so they can see what's really going on while I fight for them. Break the cages and vow to never throw ice on them, then buy the best turban and book a million flights for them. But in reality, it's not that easy though. I wish we wasn't so all stuck in pride. Our greedy fear prices our soul on the cheapest rope. Now we never value what's inside. But if we could just open our eyes and realize the real lies that the demons hide in our schools, in our church, in our homes, in our lives, on the news, in the pews, if we fight, let's go live with a lie. Plus, it's all a misconception, an ill-advised economical misdirection, that we can only succeed in isolation and not being wise, capitalizing on true connection. Our world's depth perception needs correction in order to see each other as our own reflection. The improved vision turns our description to family. No movie, so no need for viewers' discretion. Obviously, my weapons are these lyrics and my uncanny ability to manage cash flow. So I find it real funny that some bees with the honey forget to feed their queen and ask me where their cash go. Let's all just think about it. And in a second, we'll all just sing about it. But you can't live without people and turn around and expect to get rich without people. You trying to go out and change the world without people, like donate a lot of money and take a selfie without people. That's exactly why we have a problem with trust, and also why I can't begin to stress it enough that...
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Oh,
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.